This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I have a formal complaint here?
Yes, you can.
There's a story this morning, and it kind of reminds me of last night. It's about Gen Zers and how they're not being able to hold down jobs because people that employ them think they're lazy and that they just don't care. They don't care. Now, I don't know if that's true or not across the board. I'm not here to say that, okay?
Okay.
So I go to McDonald's last night, and doesn't it drive you nuts when you're at a fast food restaurant? If you're inside and you see your order sitting under the light.
That happens at In-N-Out. And it's not even a light. It's just on the counter. And they haven't called my number yet.
It makes you so angry.
It does, yeah.
Because you know it's yours. You know it's yours. And you see somebody walk by three and four times. And it's like, give me my food.
Yep.
We went to McDonald's last night. And the guy at the fry machine, okay, he takes my fries. I got two large orders. Frog's got to have one and I got to have one, right? And he puts them under the light. And I know they're mine. I'm the only person there.
And they're so hot and crispy under there.
Well, I thought they might be. But
they're just now, they're just sitting.
They're just sitting. Jamie, they sat there for a good 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. The fries were horrible. They were soggy. They weren't crispy. I don't know if you can, at a McDonald's, if you could say, take these back and give me crispy fries. I don't know. I don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be that guy. But, man, I got so angry last night. I'm sitting there going, come on, man. You got one job.
Especially when they're hot. Like, they just scooped them up out of the fryer, and then they put them on. You could just smell them, and you can see them, and you know that they're hot. Let me just have the fries.
And they have that monitor now that you can look up there and see your order number.
Yeah.
And mine's complete.
Oh.
Mine's complete. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, where's it at? Why can't you hand it to me? Mm-hmm. Only have a Happy Meal and fries. That's all I got.
Oh, no. My God. And he can get a large fry with a Happy Meal?
No, I ordered it on the
side.
Oh,
okay. Because I was like,
two on the
I
side.
Get Happy Meals, and I didn't know you could. You get them an extra?
Yeah.
Man, we're eating healthy.
I ate half. I ate a large order and a half last night.
I told you, I'm not judging you. I told you my thing was when I had my kid, what I said to myself was, he's never eating at McDonald's. That place is like not good for you as a child developmentally wise. Mm-hmm. He, next thing I know, he's about 4 years old. We're always going through the drive-thru.
Starving down Happy Meals.
But hey, they have apples.
They do have apples and milk.
Yep. Don't forget
milk. And now, in the Happy Meal, they're giving away these miniature Crocs.
Oh, okay.
Is there a movie out? Crocs? Something to do with Crocs?
I don't think so, but Little Debbie literally just got one the other day. I was like, what's this little Croc?
And what do? Do you put them on your fingers and walk with them or something?
Yeah, they've got a loop on the bottom of it that folds out. He loves that damn Croc. He wants to go back today to get another one.
And then he can walk with it on his fingers. Oh, my God. That reminds me. The dumbest toy I've ever bought in my life, and I know a lot of you can relate with this if you, boys or girls. We had a finger skateboard.
Yeah.
So you put
I've
seen those.
Yeah. I used to have those.
No.
Oh,
it is so dumb. Woo! Yeah. So you put your two fingers on this little bitty skateboard that is as big as your thumb, and then you buy all the accessories, right? Oh. And you buy the rail, and you pick.
They have the park, the full park you could get.
Yeah, got like we only got half the park because he got a little uninterested after he realized like his skateboard fingers don't stick to the skateboard. The shred deck.
Tech deck, yeah.
Yeah, and so we'd go, so dumb. This is the dumbest. I mean, because you can't hold on to the skateboard. It's on your finger. years.
See, I never understood
it. It was dumb.
In middle school, we played with them all the time in school.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
I've never understood
that. They were still a thing, you know what, it'd be 10 years ago, just so you know.
And I've got one more complaint.
Okay, go ahead.
Then we have baseball, right?
Yeah.
So we have to go to baseball. Well, the Foothills League sends out a person to be the catcher slash umpire. You don't need an umpire with six-year-olds. But they send out a person to kind of oversee the game, right? They send out this girl last night.
Oh, a girl.
She's probably, I don't know, either fresh out of high school or still in high school. I don't know. This girl wouldn't do anything. She literally came out to the park, got behind where the kids are batting, leaned up against the fence like this, and stood there all night. Wouldn't move the balls as a catcher. Wouldn't do anything. Even the parents that were there, I wanted to say something, but I didn't. But a couple of the parents started yelling at her. Like,
doesn't she get like $10 a game or something, or $15 a game or something?
She gets at least $15 a game to come out there and do it. First of all, she's 15 minutes late. The game's already started with these kids. She shows up late and leans up against Fitz and does nothing.
Oh.
Does nothing. And we're sitting there going, hello? You're supposed to help.
Was
here.
She on her phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're addicted to it.
Yeah, she had the phone out doing that
thing. I'm addicted to it, too.
Yeah. Every now and then, she would take the little tee they use for T-ball.
Uh-huh.
So if a kid for a coach pitch can't hit the ball, they move the tee in to speed up the game a little bit. Every now and then, she would pull the tee up there.
Well, see, she did something.
I swear to you. It's like, $15. Get off your ass and do something, girl. See, I started the game as the catcher.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they came and got me. The coach did.
That doesn't shock me. So many ways. Yep.
Is that like a...
It's a gay joke.
Oh. Well, I have to admit, I was the catcher last night. I can't deny it.
No,
I was.
You can't.
Then she comes along after I'm back there, you know. She's 15 minutes late. She shows up, and I said, you want me to continue to do this? And she goes, no, I got it. I got it from here. Then she leans up against the fence and does nothing.
Step aside.
So the pitcher, the coach, has to pitch the ball.
And then go back and pick it up?
And go pick him up in a bucket.
Well, maybe she's never done it, and she didn't know.
You're picking up a ball and putting it in a bucket.
I don't know. Ask the guy that goes and referees and does stuff.
All right.
Have you ever leaned against a fence, Schmidl, and done nothing?
All the time.
Okay. See?
You're reffing. That's what you do, man. You just stand there and you just let people do stuff, make sure they don't cheat, and you just watch them.
Yeah, you don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got it from the official guy.
Yeah, you're just like her. That's all right.
I'll continue just be there to, be the make catcher. Sure the parents aren't fighting.
That's your job?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it from him. He's not supposed to do anything.
All right, go. My bad. I expected
she was doing her job.
Yeah, right. I guess she was doing it. She's just a monitor.
She was texting the whole time. Tabloid Trash is next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.